Welcome to There's Truth, the Gospel Truth, where I speak only the truth. I'm sorry. I've been gone. I've been late. I've been broke. But I'm here. I got my money up, not my fame up. I got my fame up too. Man, so, but, you know, I apologize. Place your forgiveness on your heart to me. And, you know, you don't forgive me? Oh, well, God can forgive me. I don't even matter. So, I've been sitting on this for a minute, but this topic for a minute, but this, I'm finna go ahead and say it. Let go of your pain because it's not your own. We're not meant to feel pain. That pain is not for us in the first place. So, that pain you're feeling, it's not yours. It belongs to you. Anytime you feel anything emotional, anything that hurt is not for you. It's for God. So stop sitting on it and wallowing on it and just give it to God. Hello. Goodbye. What I mean by saying that is we like to sit there and be in pain for a long time. Matter of fact, I'm speaking on me. I like to sit there in pain a long time. I like to wallow in my pain. I like to sit there and be sad. I like to sit there and be upset. I like that feeling, that overthinking. You don't realize you do it so much because you like it. Yeah, we do it subconsciously. You do it subconsciously because you like it. Because you're used to it. Stop being used to things that's not no good for you. Hello. Goodbye. Like, for real. That pain is not your own. Give that pain to God. Because we were never meant to feel pain. We were never meant to feel them things. We never was meant to do that. But unfortunately, our ancestors decided to, you know, play with the forbidden fruit. My mouth been twisting today. Play with the forbidden fruit, and, you know, things happen. But hey, now I'm here to tell you, your pain is not your own. You know, I already know I got constrictions to help cover that up. And I know for the people who is going through trials and tribulations, I know sometimes it feels so overwhelming, like you can't breathe, that you're drowning, that you're suffocating. I'm telling you right now, this is what you do. You lay out everything that's wrong. You just say, get by yourself and lay it out. This is what's struggling, what's bothering you, what's aggravating you, and hurting you. And you close your eyes while you're doing this. And then you open your eyes, look up, and say, God, I give it all to you. That is the way to do it. That is the route to go. Because you're giving that pain, that suffering to him. Because it was never meant to be. You know, it took me a long time to really understand, like, how everything worked with God. God, like, you seeing what I'm going through, what I'm going through stuff. Yeah, you see what you're going through, but you have not invited him to help you. And why he see, you know, a lot of people like, he see I'm going through that. Okay, yeah. But who is he? Like, you know, we got free will. So God is not the type of person that forces stuff on you type of vibe. He's not that. So he's not finna just invite himself to your situation. No, you have to say, God, help me. Then he can come help you. But until again, he's not helping you because you have not asked him to help you. Close mouth. Do not get fed, bruh. So you sit here holding on all this pain inside you when it's not even supposed to be there. It's not even supposed to be yours. You supposed to be and gave that to that man. He been wanted it. But you keep holding it. You don't wrote your name on it. So you walk around and it's yours. Like it's yours. But it's not. Erase your name and give it to God. That's what y'all want. Alright, I got a couple scriptures for y'all, you feel me? Alright, what to do when you are suffering? James, chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you're facing trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance finish your work, so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. And that scripture, Loki, kind of hit different, because you like, count all joy when you face trials. I think that was in John. That's another scripture that's in John. Don't make me lie. I don't know, but I know it's kind of always joy when you face trials and tribulations. Because without trials and tribulations, you can't learn anything. No matter what you read or what, like, which I had to relearn that. Because before I thought I knew everything, but I can't know anything if I haven't experienced it. I can read all I want to, but if I ain't never experienced it, I don't know nothing. I heard of it. I never went through it. It's different when you hear something. You don't know what it's like to go through. You can hear somebody going through a car wash, but you don't know what it's like to go through a car wash. I don't know why that came in my mind or how that makes sense, but it's going to make sense to somebody. All right, next one. Dear friend, that's First Peter. I'm so sorry. First Peter, that just threw me off. I don't know why I be saying things. First Peter, chapter 4, verse 12 through 13. Oh my God, I can't read, y'all. Sorry. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that had come to you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. Same thing. Why wouldn't you go through pain? Why wouldn't you? What about you? What about you make you so special that you're not going through pain? You can't go nowhere far or go nowhere fast if you're not going through some pain and suffering. I'm sorry. Hello. Okay, then this one. I'm going to end off with this one. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 through 18. God's Spirit Himself testify with our... The Spirit Himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His suffering in order that we may also share in His glory. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Hello. That means, how you expect to inherit the kingdom? How you expect to have this and have that, have the blessings, have all that, if you don't got no pain and suffering? And you know what it said? God will never give you more than you can handle. Exactly. So no matter what you're going through, you're not meant to handle it in the first place, because you're supposed to give it to God. I'm saying when I first started, it's a point where I didn't go through nothing. Cause I'd be like, here. When He was like, okay, you're going to have to go through the trials. You can't just continue to throw things at me. I was like, trials? No, you handle this. But you have to go through trials so you can learn. Your pain is not for you to keep on you. Get it off of you and move on and go past it. Straight like that. Well, thank y'all for coming to Lyric Truth, everything, and the gospel truth. I've been going so long, I'm closing. I'm gonna get back right. But thank you for coming to Lyric Truth, the gospel truth. I speak nothing but the truth. Man, y'all have a good week, bro. Let's get back on this consistency roll. It is now September 4th, as I'm recording this. So this is a new month. I hope y'all went through that no emotional thing that I was talking about last podcast. Just want to do a checkup on y'all. So I hope y'all, control y'all emotional decision. I feel like I did a pretty good job. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I did. But hey, only God knows. That's a conversation between you guys. Well, I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of y'all week. Thank you for coming. Well, thank you for listening. Hello, and don't let that pain overbear y'all. Let God handle it.